You're listening to the Closing Mark Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for taking the time with us. A little rainfall here today. What's the weather forecast look like as we go forward for the Midwest?
Well, it's that calm before the dry storm in this case. I think there's a lot of concern out there about the next week with drier and warmer than usual conditions evolving across a big part of the Midwest. The cold front that went through the eastern part of the Midwest and continues to work its way away from our region now is going to take most of the precipitation out of the forecast for a little while. We will see a high-pressure ridge beginning to build up across portions of the plains as we go into the end of this week while we enjoy some tranquil weather with some sunshine and a little bit less humid air and temperatures mostly in the 80s. Will be a few 70s in the northern parts of the Midwest over these next two or three days. But that ridge of high pressure that's going to build up across the plains is what everyone's going to be watching because it is going to build into the western Corn Belt. And as we get into the late weekend and the first part of next week, there should be a lot of heat building up across portions of the western belt and a lot of dryness. In fact, over the next 7 days, portions of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, even southern Wisconsin and northwestern and west central Illinois will probably not see much more than a quarter of an inch of rain, and a lot of areas will be left mostly dry. Temperatures will start to warm up. We'll get back into some 90s across many of these areas. And there's some models out there that suggest maybe temperatures over 100 degrees will pop up in western Iowa by the time we get to the early part of next week. The eastern Midwest, though, will see relatively quiet conditions. We'll see precipitation returning to the forecast towards the latter part of next week. And we'll likely see a steady warming trend take place through the work week itself.
As you look forward past next week in that 7 to 10 day range and get into the fourth and fifth week of the month of July, is what we're seeing in the third week a setup of warmer and drier weather then? Because that's when most of the corn will actually pollinate.
Exactly. And it looks like there will be a cool front coming in from Canada, perhaps at the end of next week, going into the following weekend, that will cool us down. We'll have a chance for some more showers and thunderstorms across a part of the region, and then we'll start to heat up again. Now, the next time we warm up, which will put us in the last week of July, we shouldn't be quite as warm as what I think we'll see here early this coming week. So the bottom line is we'll continue seesawing back and forth. There should not be any blocking ridge of high pressure, but we will have a warmer temperature bias, and what rain that does fall will probably not be sufficient in seriously bolstering moisture into the soil, but it should be supportive of pollination.
Drew, it's always good to you. Thank you for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, and have a good afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.